1332 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Jew, Steve Miliband and Jet Airliner. At 18 to 8, joining us now is the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. Firstly, of course, the news earlier this week, Bundaberg North State High School being selected as a GP clinic. How did this come about and what's involved?
Well, this is a part of a fantastic program. It's a pilot program put together by the Palaszczuk government that's seeing over 50 schools across Queensland have a GP in school for one day of the week. And it's fantastic. So Bundy North, they got all of their data together and they made that submission, and they've got a GP in there every Tuesday for their young people. And it's a great outcome. I was talking to the students the other day and they said it feels safe going to the doctor.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because, I mean, when I was at school, it was sick bay, so it was a teacher that was, you know, put the Band-Aid on, or the, is it moment, that red stuff when you had it, I can't think of the name of it. But now that they've legitimately got a GP there where they can talk to them about, because it can be very intimidating as well to talk to a GP.
Well, absolutely. Cast your mind back to when you were a teenager, Daniel, you know.
That was a long time ago.
Probably flat out talking to your parents at the best of times, yes. Let alone about your own health issues as well. So this is a great opportunity that our young people at Bundy North can go along, they can book their own appointments, or their parents and carers can book their appointments as well for them.
Right.
And it's just great having that access, because we know how hard it is to see a GP already. Mm. You've got to wait weeks and weeks and weeks because of all the pressure there, and then the affordability as well. But this is Medicare bulk billed for those young people. Go in, talk to a GP, and they can talk about their physical health and their mental health, which we know is a real pressure for our young people these days.
Yeah, and is there any, if this is a success, is it a next stage to get more schools involved? The plan is to get every school involved? Or?
Well, there's over 1,200 schools across Queensland, yep. So obviously we need to do the pilot program. So this will finish up around 2024, mm-hmm. And I want to see as many GPs in schools as possible, because a school is a safe place to learn.
Yep.
It should be a healthy place as well, and that's what this is all about.
It is also National Volunteer Week, and I just mentioned before, a huge thank you to all of our volunteers. There's so many of them out there. We know that there's currently volunteers handing out how to vote cards. There's volunteers doing Meals on Wheels. There's SES volunteers. There's firefighters. And it's a week that needs to be recognised a lot more, I think.
Absolutely. And yesterday was our Wear Orange Wednesday, mm-hmm. for our SES. And it was fantastic to catch up with Ben and some of the crew there yesterday, who do such an amazing job. You know, last Friday, our SES crews did 30 jobs just on Friday with that bit of rain that we had. You got Volunteer Marine Rescue. I went out there, had a barbie with them a couple of weeks ago as well. So our volunteers are just amazing. And that's the best part about Bundaberg. I've lived, you know, all over the southeast corner. I've lived in different parts of the Wide Bay. There's no better community town than Bundaberg. And it's because so many people put up their hands to help each other out.
Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joins us on the Big Brekkie this morning. And Tom, obviously the news that 120 new paramedics announced for the Queensland Ambulance Service, which is absolutely fantastic. The more paramedics we can have, the better. The other side of the coin is we've got ramping situations at the moment with the current paramedics. So if we're going to have more, obviously that ramping is going to be more and more and more. Should we look at something like maybe the nurses and the doctors in our hospitals to assist with that?
So
the
big thing is, Daniel, we've seen that this is purely a Scott Morrison federal government health crisis. It's happening in every single state across the country, every territory across the country, and every single health minister is calling upon Scott Morrison and the federal government to match funding 50-50. This is not isolated to Bundaberg or Queensland. This is all across Australia. And the Royal Australian College of GPs said that 40% of patients who went to the emergency department in a Queensland hospital last year should have gone to the family doctor or been able to go to the family doctor. We know that I've got families here who are waiting 3 weeks to go see a GP. And if they are able to get in and see a GP, they can't afford it because they won't even talk about unfreezing the Medicare rebate. Now, very, very simple. When it comes to aged care, when it comes to our GPs, that is a federal government responsibility. Our hospital is getting absolutely slammed by people who are at their last resort because they can't get in and see a GP, mm-hmm. or they haven't been transferred in the middle of the night from an aged care centre because there's no registered nurses on shift. It's putting the pressure on our state government hospitals because the federal government have absolutely failed in this space.
Okay, let's put the decision on Saturday. It becomes Labor into the government. How are you going to change it?
Well, I've said this publicly. I'm going to jump up and down just as loudly, whatever government it is, whether it's a Scott Morrison government, an Albanese government, or, you know, heaven forbid, a Craig Kelly government. that one might be a little bit longer odds on that one. But I'm going to jump up and down just as loud, because this affects the people in our community. And we should have a strong primary health network there. We should have strong telehealth. We should have strong aged care and a strong hospital system. And we've got that through a Palaszczuk Labor government, where we brought the nurses back on, the nurses who were marched out the doors by the last LNP government. We're funding our hospitals. We've got $22 billion in our budget for our hospitals. But whoever that federal government is, Labor, Liberal, whoever, I'll be jumping up and down just as strongly, just as loudly, to make sure that they're funding that frontline healthcare.
Now, in a decade's time, we've got the Olympic Games, so we need to start looking for the next generation. And there is a talent scouting sort of program coming up in Bundaberg on the 16th and 17th of July. I know I'm too old to try and apply for it. I'd probably get into the Masters or something. I don't know what sport I'd be good at, maybe tiddlywinks or something. But honestly, this is a great opportunity for our young athletes to get behind this, because in 10 years' time, they could be representing Australia.
Absolutely. And yeah, we've got such a proud sporting history here. We've got a proud Olympic history here as well in Bundaberg. And we want to see our young people get every opportunity they can have to progress in their sport going forward. And that's what this is all about. So this is a statewide tour with some of the greatest coaches in athletics going all around the country and the state. And they're going to be here in Bundaberg on those dates, as you said. Wonderful opportunity. Now it's for all abilities. So Olympians and future Paralympians as well. So go along. If you jump on Queensland Government website, you'll be able to learn a little bit more. Visit my Facebook page as well. But this is a great opportunity for young people between the ages of 13 to 23. Mm-hmm. And Paralympians is a little bit older. It extends up to 30 as well, right. I believe.
Yep.
So great opportunity. Go along, put in the submission and have a crack. Why not? It's our games at the end of the day. It's not just Brisbane's games. It's Bundaberg's, it's Townsville, it's all of Queensland.
And just finally, Tom Smith, a member for Bundaberg, joins us. So our daily topic, what is your favourite memory related to a holiday? I've been talking about my memories as a holiday down on Rosebud on the Mornington Peninsula. It's overlooking the bay, and it was a long time ago with my grandparents and my mum. We'd stay in a caravan. I had the bit of cardboard on my BMX bike to make it sound like a motorbike, the spokey-dokey wheel. So when it comes to a favourite memory related to a holiday, can be last week, can be years ago. Have you got one?
Well, I'm very glad that you put in your memory there, because it gave me time to think.
Is that what the noise was?
Woody Heads down near Iluka when I was about 10 years old. We were camping down there for Christmas, and I finally learned how to do that Star Trek Vulcan thing, you know, where they do the live long and prosper.
Oh, yes.
I finally was able to do that. So that's about as
that's a memory.
Happy memory as I can get out of that. A little bit nerdy.
Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, really do appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, mate.